This is Jim Pester, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, the 17th day of July 2024. Much discussion and debate in the alternative community over whether this was simply a staged event or a real assassination effort that was clumsy, awkward, and amateurish. I find the latter. Trump, in my opinion, was not in on it. Imagine what would have happened had Trump been in on this. You got DHS running the show, Secret Service, FBI, they'd be swarming all over it. What could do more damage in the eyes of the public than to expose that Donald J. Trump participated in a fake assassination attempt? Frankly, it boggles the mind. The attitude of the Biden departments, the DOJ, Merrick Garland initially declares right off the bat there was only one shooter, when in fact, analysis of the acoustical evidence shows there were two. In addition, the FBI wants to have nothing to do with it. And the excuses coming from the Secret Service are beyond pathetic. There's no way Trump could have run the risk when they would have been all over it, and it would have done him incalculable political damage. I mean, permanent. Here's an interesting piece. I'll share parts. The Trump assassination attempt was a green flag attempt at the minimum. Until we see evidence proving otherwise, we should assume the Biden White House was directly behind the shooting and attempted assassination of Donald Trump last weekend. None of the evidence we've seen thus far suggests otherwise. Some of you may have heard my speculation. If I had to pick, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta would have authorized this action. Joe Biden himself said just days before it was time to put a target on Trump. The lawfare cases against him have all failed. Assassination is the only remaining option because they can't beat him in an election. At a bare minimum, it now looks as though this event was a green flag attack. You probably heard a false flag many times over. That's when the government surreptitiously kills its own citizen to further a political objective. Not right. No, false flag is simply an effort that's blamed on a party other than the party responsible. It may or may not involve any actual killings, though typically they're claims or assertions made. Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Las Vegas, Orlando, Uvalde, all classic false flags. Nobody died any of those events, with a possible exception of the Stephen Paddock, who was found in the suite on the 32nd floor. Otherwise, nobody died at any of those. They were classic false flags. We have a lot of those in America, usually in the form of mass shootings. The ones I'm giving you examples of, yes, were purported mass shootings, but in fact, they were totally fake. Fewer are familiar with the green flag when a government knows an attack is coming, but allows it to happen, lets it happen. Why should we consider the possibility the Secret Service allowed the attack on Trump? Well, first of all, they let the shooter walk into the kill zone carrying a ladder and a rifle. Then he crawled around on the roof for 26 minutes as dozens of Trump supporters were trying to alert the cops and Secret Service. There was a guy on the roof with a gun, even though a sniper had the attacker in his sights the whole time. They allowed crooks to fire. Here they're saying 8 shots. He fired 3, and a second sniper fired 5. And then the sniper on the roof took out the first shooter, Crooks. So there were altogether 9 shots fired. They like to call facts like these clues in detective school. It's not like the JFK assassination where only video evidence was a grainy, shaky Zapruder film. Actually, that's what you tend to see, but it's actually much better than that. But in this case, hundreds were recording videos from different locations. We can tell their exact position and times they were recording based on Trump's speech and the background. Everyday people are crowdsourcing the attempted assassination like never before. Someone ran audio through forensic analysis software to determine three different calibers of guns were fired. There's a shooter's AR-15, a sniper rifle that took him out, and an unidentified third weapon that went off at the end of the exchange that appears to have been a .22 caliber. We know definitively three weapons were fired. As the FBI fumble farts around while pretending they're trying to crack the case, they keep mysteriously finding nothing. First, they pretended they couldn't crack his phone. When they finally did, surprise, they found nothing. Next, they'll try his laptop. A few days, they're telling nothing there either. One police officer spotted the shooter well ahead of time, carrying a rifle around, even took a picture of him and forwarded it to the Secret Service. They did nothing. Much more. He's right. Meanwhile, here's a top sniper confirming this was an inside job. The official narrative makes no sense at all. One of the world's top snipers has admitted the official narrative surrounding a Trump assassination attempt makes no sense, that he has no doubt Crooks was not acting alone. According to Dallas Alexander, a veteran sniper from a team that held a world record for longest confirmed kill, it's obvious the gunman had help from an agency, an organization, or the government. Alexander, a 17-year veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces, took to Instagram Sunday to share his expert opinion on what we're not being told about the shooting at the Trump rally in Butler. He said, "I'm very familiar with the layout of these types of things and what the job should be," referencing his 14 years as an elite sniper, including protection for the Canadian Prime Minister at public events, and yesterday what happened. "I have no doubt in my mind the shooter had help from somewhere within an agency, an organization, or the government. Absolutely no doubt about it. The second I saw an aerial photo of what they were saying happened, it immediately made no sense to me," referring to the rooftop where Crooks had an unobstructed shot from about 400 feet away. He's got it right. Meanwhile, DC Drano puts up a tweet. "Trump assassination video shows him crawling on the roof while multiple people point him out to police. They yelled about him for almost an entire minute. It's insane how the Secret Service allowed this amateur to almost kill Trump. But that was the idea. That was the plan." Meanwhile, the Secret Service comes up with the worst excuse ever to explain why she let Trump be shot. Biden's Secret Service director is, for lack of a better phrase, full of shite. The DEI hire director, Kimberly Cheadle, is claiming her agency knew the rooftop, which made the assassination attempt possible, but chose not to put a team of snipers on it because it was too dangerous. She claimed no snipers were posted on the roof because of its slope at its highest point, and you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there. So we wouldn't want to put someone up on a slope roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside. Frankly, that's just complete bullshit. The Secret Service snipers who ultimately ended up eliminating the would-be assassin were posted on a roof that's even more sloped than the one she pretended was left empty because it's a safety hazard. She's lying through her teeth. It's very evident what happened here. They brought in, they took out Trump's regular Secret Service detail. They put in a bunch of buffoons and amateurs, very inexperienced. The head of the detail was from Pittsburgh with limited experience. The security zone they defined was hopelessly inadequate, should have been at least twice as large, had a very odd notch in it to exclude the very building where Crooks was located. Meanwhile, the Biden-sanctioned Secret Service director won't step down. Well, I'm telling you, hell is being raised over this. Meanwhile, Demi Good reports the FBI is already stonewalling the investigation. That's because any adequate investigation would show it was a setup, that it was an inside job. So they want to stay as far away as they can from any investigation. And as I mentioned already, Merrick Garland declared there was only one shooter, which you already know to be false. Here again, as I reported yesterday, forensics say as many as three guns fired at Trump rally. There's no doubt about it. A, B, and C. A was Crooks. B was a second sniper firing what appears to have been a .22 caliber, probably using .22 long rifle cartridges. Very, very accurate at these ranges. Here's a 5.56 millimeter reality check. My colleague Mike Sparks has looked into this. Here we're talking about John Carman explaining that what they sound like, not what you were hearing there in the videos from the reports. Meanwhile, and this is very, very troublesome, efforts are being made to blame this on Iran. Now, let me tell you, obviously, Iran had nothing to do with it. CNN allegation that Tehran was plotting an attack on the Republican have malicious political motives and objectives, said Iran's foreign minister. Iran has declared reports it was plotting an assassination attempt on Republican front-runner Donald Trump, has insisted he will still have to answer for killing one of Tehran's top generals, Soleimani. This is classic Israeli propaganda technique. On 9/11, which was an Israeli op, we had a phone call come in from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine declaring that they were responsible, which was rubbish. They immediately went to archival footage showing Palestinians rejoicing as though it were contemporaneous with the events in New York City. I was quite certain it was from a distant religious or political event and turned out to be exactly right. What's going on here? And in that case, you know, blame it on the Palestinians. I think the Bibi realizes that Ukraine is lost, so he's going to focus all his effort on Iran. He's going to try again to attack Trump. They're going to try to blame it on Iran. He's going to come here and address the Congress and incite the Congress to launch an all-out war on Iran. It's a stupid plan, but they are so locked into their modus operandi. This is what they are going to do. Offering source, citing sources, CNN reported Tuesday, U.S. authorities had received information on an alleged plot by Tehran to assassinate Trump, prompting the Secret Service to beef up security around the former president. Just nonsense. This did not stop a gunman, later identified as Thomas Matthew Crook, 20, from opening fire on Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The Republican narrowly survived the attempt, which killed one man, a fire chief, and injured two others. The assassin was killed by Trump security, but they'd actually had him in their sights for as much as three minutes and should have taken him out right away when he requested permission in order to take him out. It was denied. Why? Well, if you kill a patsy before he's taking shots at Trump, you can't blame the patsy. So they had to wait until he took his shots and then had him taken out. And that's after his first three shots. And then, of course, when the protector, the counter sniper, took him out, blew off his head, we still had five more shots coming from the second sniper, which appear to have been the ones that killed the parties in the background, the fire chief, and wounded two others. On Rumble, yeah, I'm citing here a show called Cave of Mirrors with Brent Weinstein and Heather Hine. They have a show called Evolutionary Lens, where these are two professors or former professors of biology or a blind scientific reasoning to sort out what happened here, which, of course, is what I do. That is my business, applying the techniques of scientific reasoning, the four stages of puzzlement, speculation, adaptation, and explanation to all these historic events. So for an alternative, check out what they have to say. I provided the link. Meanwhile, even Zelensky is admitting that Russia should attend the next Ukraine summit. Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday, Russian representative to attend the next international summit on the Ukraine war. They marked a shift from what he had previously said, refusing to invite Russia, where he was pushing his peace formula that was a complete Russian withdrawal, reparations for damage to Ukraine, allowing Ukraine to join NATO, just the most stupid stuff that you could only get from a zealot, a puppet of the Zionists, which is, of course, the role he has played. I set a goal that in November, we would have a fully ready plan, he said. I think Representative Russia should be at the second summit. His comments came as Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been pushing a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine with visit to Kiev and Beijing for his efforts. Top EU officials are boycotting meetings held in Hungary, which is currently holding the EU's rotating presidency. These people are so shallow, so superficial. Meanwhile, Biden and the team appear to have put the U.S. on a war footing. It looks like Joe Biden and his team have put us on a war footing with Russia. They did it with a memorandum on delegation and authorities. Democrats might even start the war before November. Here it is. I've actually reported on it. Making delegations of authority to the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Energy. Really bad stuff. Here's a tweet about it. We are now at war in Europe. We need to move to a war footing. We need to face Russia directly. Listen to British Prime Minister, Member of Parliament, Tobias Elwood. Seriously, are you willing to send your sons, your fathers, your brothers and friends into a hot war with Russia for this deep state owned by the...
We are now at war in Europe. We need to move to a war footing. We are involved in that. We've mobilized our procurement processes. We're gifting equipment. We need to face Russia directly and rather than leaving Ukraine to do all the work.
Now, let me add, all this nonsense about Iran having been responsible appears to be part of an orchestrated strategy. Thus, responsible statescraft reports, European Parliament takes a hard line on Iran. Despite the country's new president expressing interest in reengaging with the West, the European Parliament's Iran delegation doesn't appear interested. As Iran president-elect Masoud Pezeshkian is sending messages of his readiness to reengage with the West, the newly elected European Parliament seemed to be moving even further in a hawkish direction. That can be concluded from multiple appointments. So be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Troubled about this Vance pick. Here we have his VP says Iran needs to be punched hard. Antiwar.com. Senator J.D. Vance took a hawkish tone toward Iran in an interview following the news he'd been selected as Trump's running mate. The most important part of the Trump doctrine of foreign policy is you don't commit America's troops unless you really have to. But when you do, you punch, and you punch hard, he told Hannity. A lot of people recognize we need to do something with Iran, but not these weak little bombing runs, Vance said, apparently referring to Biden's airstrikes against Shia militias in Iraq and Syria. If you're going to punch the Iranians, you punch them hard. And that's what Trump did when he took out Soleimani, referring to the 2020 assassination of the Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, which was an outrageous act of violence. It was a transgression of Iraqi sovereignty. Soleimani was lured to Iraq under false pretenses by the United States. And then he was assassinated with a drone attack. Despicable. Of all the action Donald Trump has taken in office, that, in my opinion, was the most malicious, the worst, and unconscionable. I could never forgive him for that. Meanwhile, Vance isn't hiding his hawkishness on Iran. There's a lot of stories about it. It isn't news that Vance is an Iran hawk, but it's notable. This bit of hardline posturing about Iran is one of the first things he did after becoming the vice presidential nominee. like Trump. Vance has some quite hawkish views, as I detail in my latest newsletter. This is Daniel Larrison. But he isn't hiding them. He also said, a lot of people recognize, you know, we need to do something with Iran, but not these weak little bombing runs. If we didn't know who was speaking, we might be forgiven for thinking we're listening to Tom Cotton or Lindsey Graham. Vance's remarks raise a few questions. Why do we need to do something with Iran? How could it possibly be in the American interest to do more than weak little bombing runs against them? If the little bombing runs are unacceptably weak, how big a bombing campaign would Vance like to see? How many Americans and Iranian lives should be put at risk in the name of doing something with Iran? Why should the U.S. be punching Iran in the first place? What does any of this have to do with the security of the United States? I doubt Vance has good answers for any of these questions. And believe me, I, Jim Fetzer, am profoundly concerned. Meanwhile, of course, Trump was lauded at the Republican convention, his first public appearance since the assassination attempt. He has a nice bandage on his ear. I watched Sarah Huckabee Sanders last night give a very nice speech, running a commentary about it. Trump's there with Vance, of course, and apparently Eric Vance was keen on DJ. He has a background that looks impressive on his face. 2 years through Ohio State, graduating summa cum laude, Yale Law School graduate, our best in the country, where he was the editor of the Law Review. That's all very impressive. But if you go back deeper, you find he was a never-Trumper. He denounced Trump in no uncertain terms. He voted for Hillary. Now, anyone who in their right mind could vote for Hillary Clinton when Donald Trump was on the ticket is beyond me, when Trump was the alternative. He claims he was transformed by Trump's performance in office during his first term, which is a plausible claim. You know, okay, maybe that's right. Meanwhile, we have the Epoch Times with 39 things you should know about Vance. He's 39 years old. He's Catholic. He's married to a woman from India. They have 3 children. He's considered a populist conservative, grew up in a lower class family, as a best-selling author. There's a movie adaptation of his book. He experienced the decline of the Rust Belt, grew up in Ohio, considered rural Kentucky home. His parents divorced when he was a toddler. His original surname was Bauman. His mother suffered from substance abuse. He lived with his grandmother. His grandparents were Democrats. He's a Marine Corps Iraq combat vet. He has a dual undergraduate degree from Ohio State. He earned his JD from Yale. He was editor of the Yale Law Journal. He's close with Peter Thiel. He was a venture capitalist. He sponsored programs to combat drug addiction. He was a CNN contributor. He wasn't always pro-Trump. His views evolved after Trump took office. He voted for Trump in 2020. He won a tough primary in a crowded field. He was Donald Trump Jr.'s pick. He's been in the Senate since January 2023. He has a conservative voting record. He's worked across the aisle on legislation, served on 3 Senate panels, has a hold on all DOJ appointments. He wants abortion left to the states. He spoke in support of the United Auto Workers strike in 2023 and is critical of the Iraqi war, critical of Ukraine aid, but supports Israel. Says U.S. should focus on China.
And I started to black out because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped.
So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, days I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Well, here's a contrary point of view about Vance. Trump's secret weapon, the genius of choosing Senator J.D. Vance as VP. By all accounts, Trump's search for a running mate is entering the home stretch. Most reports had him down to a small number of picks. Bloomberg: Trump has ruled out Vivek Ramaswamy, instead hiring the entrepreneur for a cabinet job. He told Ramaswamy he won't be his VP pick. I like Ramaswamy a lot. Trump is known to change his mind. He's complained that Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, one of his former press secretaries, waited too long to endorse him. That Katie Britt of Alabama botched her odds because of a widely panned response to Biden's State of the Union. And but Trump, with Trump, many expect Trump to choose a woman, a black or an Hispanic, operating on the thesis that Trump needs more diversity to get over the hump next fall, but that's just not true. Meanwhile, Revolver's view is picking a diverse candidate is not the way to go. Instead, they recommend Vance. As with any vice presidential choice, there are two primary factors. Does it boost a presidential ticket chance of winning? And second, would it be desirable as an actual president? He claims, this article claims, Vance enhances Trump's strengths. Again, take a step back to 2016. While everyone's fed up with Mike Pence, back in 2016, he was a brilliant strategic choice as a total political neophyte. Trump needed an experienced colleague to reassure voters that while he was bringing change, he wasn't bringing chaos. 2024 is different. It turns out he needs to choose a running mate who emphasizes his strengths. What are they? His overwhelming anti-establishment credibility, hated by the right people. That does appear to be true of Vance. And he has a reflective hatred of American political bullshit. He doesn't fall for a repeat concocted screams like Ukraine is central to American security or illegal immigrants do jobs Americans won't. That gives him an unbeatable reputation as a tell it like it is, unapologetic. American First nationalism doesn't pretend the rest of the world people were just like Americans, has an intuitive ability to speak to the concerns and priorities of the forgotten man in middle America. It's possible they're claiming Vance reinforces all of these, but I'm telling you, I'm very, very troubled by what I'm learning about Vance in the epic, in the COVID. He was all for the vax, all for the vax. He was insisting, you know, people who didn't get the vax really weren't patriotic Americans. And you know, the platform now has been varied to include support for Israel and deportation of pro-Palestinian protest. This is absurd. This is unconstitutional. This is undemocratic. This is totally outrageous. The Republican Party posted its new platform, expected to be ratified at the convention. Israel is the only foreign country mentioned by name that the GOP vows to support. We will stand with Israel and seek peace in the Middle East, it states. Referring to NATO allies, Republicans will strengthen alliances by ensuring our allies must meet their obligation to invest in our common defense and by restoring peace to Europe. So far, so good. However, it also targets pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses. One of its promises in all caps, deport pro-Hamas radicals and make our college campuses safe and patriotic again. I say every protester out there is a greater patriot than whoever wrote this. Absolutely outrageous. They're not protesting Israel. They're not supporting Hamas. They're supporting the Palestinian people and opposing genocide. Give me a break. This is just outrageous and insulting. Meanwhile, we have new reports that the Secret Service has ramped up security based on intel. This is more of this nonsense of an Iranian plot against Trump. Just utter nonsense. Remember, Iran is the most peace-loving great nation in the world, having not launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775. 1775, let that sink in. Meanwhile, why was Fox allowed on the stage in Milwaukee? Here's some points. Emerald Robinson tweets, so Donald Trump was blacklisted by Fox News. Before that, Fox fired Tucker. Before that, they blacklisted Mike Lindell. Before that, they fired Lou Dobbs. So why did the RNC allow Fox onto the main stage? I think that's a great question. They most certainly did not deserve to be there. Meanwhile, even CNN is projecting a landslide victory for Trump. Here we have leading report, breaking. Current CNN projection, so GJT winning by a landslide. In my opinion, he could take all 50 states. Let's listen.
But this is our current CNN projection of where we are now. And look at this. If Donald Trump won, what we have here, dark red states, solid Republican, light red states, leaning Republican. If he won just those right there, he would already have the path to 270. He'd have 272 electoral votes. Look what is different. We have Wisconsin as a toss-up. We have Pennsylvania as a toss-up, two critical states for Joe Biden. Michigan right now, another critical state for Biden, leaning Republican. Georgia, a state Biden flip, leaning Republican. Arizona, a toss-up state. That was a state Biden flip. Nevada, a state he won, leaning Republican. This is the dire strait for Joe Biden right now on the first night of the Republican convention. Tomorrow is 16 weeks to Election Day. 16 weeks from tomorrow, we count the votes. It is tough to change a map like this in that amount of time. And here's why Democrats are so worried, why so many Democrats are saying, Mr. President, please reconsider and get out of this race. Because right now, Trump is leading here. And Trump is leading here, narrowly, but he's ahead in those states. Trump is leading here. That's 312 electoral votes. Trump is leading in this Nebraska congressional district. Let me change it that way. Nebraska does it by congressional district. That's 313 electoral votes. And Democrats are warning that Trump may not be well ahead. It may still be margin of error. It might be a tie. But right now, Trump is competitive here. That's blue Virginia. That's blue New Hampshire. So the warnings to the White House are, Donald Trump could conceivably, if the current dynamics in the race hold, get 330 or more electoral votes. That's what they believe.
I think, in fact, it's going to be more. I don't think anyone's going to vote for the Democrats. And there's been such solidification of support for Trump after the shooting. Unbelievable. Here we have a report that senior House Democrats are telling Axios, we've all resigned ourselves to a second Trump presidency. Nice to see a token of reality there. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is going to donate $45 million to President Trump per month. Per month. $45 million per month. Fantastic for him. Meanwhile, of course, in a more mundane matter, Senator Bob Menendez was convicted on all charges in bribery and corruption schemes in New Jersey. This was widely anticipated. Everyone saw it coming. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz is delivering a scary warning about Michelle Obama. Now, let me just say, I do think they want to get Biden out of the way. Now, if Biden were assassinated, that would move up Kamala. Maybe they'd bring in, they got to have to appoint someone to be the VP. I would bet it would be Hillary. Has to be confirmed by the Senate. If they can knock off Kamala, get her out of the race, maybe on technical grounds that she's not actually qualified to serve as president from a constitutional point of view, they would bring in Michelle. Here's what Cruz is saying. I think the Democrat Party is freaking out right now. We're seeing senators, House members, New York Times, NBC, George Clooney. Worth noting why they're freaking out. He said, Carl Bernstein to report on CNN to Clooney's op-ed from the New York Times. Democrats have known for at least 6 months Biden's mentally incompetent to run for re-election. But Democrats, okay, they could blow up their biggest cover-up in American political history and conceal the fact that the commander-in-chief no longer possessed the faculties until after the election. So the question is, who will replace? Cruz repeated his forecast. The odds of Democrats ditching Biden was 80%. They'd like to switch to either former First Lady Michelle Obama or Vice President Kamala Harris. But I tell you, Kamala is no more popular than Joe. Indeed, by some polls, even less. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly has dropped a hammer on Joe for a desperate political stunt. Let's hear it. Biden's campaign is hanging by a thread after his nationally televised implosion during the first presidential debate of the 2024 election cycle. His handlers tried to do damage control by having him take part in a series of friendly interviews with Democrat top media allies in the wake of the debate, hoping it would ease Democrats' nerves. Biden's first interview after the debate with a radio station in Milwaukee and another in Philadelphia that have predominantly black audiences. Milwaukee radio host Earl Ingram revealed that the Biden campaign gave him the questions he was allowed to ask the Democrat president and later requested that portions of the interview be edited to make Biden look better. Philadelphia radio host Andrea Lawful Sanders was also fired after she publicly admitted to asking Biden questions that were fed to her by the Biden campaign. Biden's first televised interview after the debate came with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, a former campaign hack for former President Bill Clinton, a sit-down that was taped before it was aired. These tightly controlled interviews were the Biden campaign's attempt to display his competence. And remember, Stephanopoulos said afterwards, "I don't think he can serve four more years." Even though they did their best, it's not happening. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge, Biden Oval Office speech, marred by his latest huge gaffe. Americans can't count on the Secret Service to secure a rooftop perch just 400 yards from Donald Trump's podium, but they can count on President Biden to deliver a huge verbal blunder every single time he's in a major spotlight. The latest proof came Sunday evening as Biden delivered a special address to the American people from the Resolute desk of the Oval Office. It was just the third time in his term that he used that setting. It imparts the highest gravitas to a presidential message, but only if the chief executive in question is capable of speaking even roughly verbatim the words that appear before him on a teleprompter. That is absolutely not the case with Joe Biden. Prompted by Saturday's stunning assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania that nearly killed Trump while taking the life of a spectator and critically injuring two others, Biden's six-minute speech centered on a call for Americans to lower the temperature in our politics. Here's a sampling. "We cannot, we must not go down this road in America. There is no place in America for this kind of violence, for any violence ever, period. No exceptions. We can't allow this violence to be normalized. Politics must never be a battlefield or, God forbid, a killing field." Then, like clockwork, came the inevitable Major League Biden malfunction. Instead of insisting that Americans settle their differences at the ballot box, Biden said political difference should be settled at the battle box. He then paused in what seemed like recognition of his error, only to reiterate the idea and again say, "Battle box, listen to him."
In America, we resolve our difference at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
I mean, again.
And in America, we resolve our difference at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
The flub was remarkable because it was the latest in a specific pattern in which Biden's brain serves up a word or phrase that's the opposite of what he's trying to convey. The chief example was when introducing Ukrainian President Zelensky, he referred to him as President Putin. And a couple of hours later, at a highly anticipated high-stake press conference, he told reporters, "I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be my vice president. Did I think she's not qualified to be president?" Although Biden's remarks have faced close scrutiny since the June 27th train wreck presidential debate, put even low-info Americans on notice of his mental decline, virtually every media outlet on Sunday charitably quoted Biden as saying ballot box. After more than 2 weeks of boosting the establishment coup that seeks to replace Biden in November on the ballot, maybe they thought that was their contribution to turning down the temperature. The battle box was far from Biden's only verbal stumble. Elsewhere in his remarks, he made reference to the former Trump, a Freudian wishful thinking slip. We'd be remiss if we didn't underscore the towering hypocrisy of Biden admonishing Americans against using heated rhetoric, because he's been in the forefront of the campaign to turn up a temperature right here at home.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, our final story for today, Jack Smith to appeal canon dismissal of Trump classified doc case on the grounds that he was not properly appointed. It's been pretty obvious he was not properly appointed. So how in the world is he going to try to weasel out of this one? Here's the story. Special Counsel Jack Smith is expected to appeal Judge Eileen Cannon's dismissal of a classified document case against former President Donald Trump. No timeline, for Smith's appeal has been given so far, but it is expected to go to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. However, the case could eventually reach the Supreme Court. Cannon sided with Supreme Court Clarence Thomas on Monday when dismissing the federal case, claiming there was no federal statute cited by the Justice Department that authorized Smith's appointment by Attorney General Merrick Garland. That would mean Smith has no authority to prosecute the case. The dismissal of the case deviates from the uniform conclusion of all previous courts who have considered the issue that the Attorney General is statutorily authorized to appoint a special counsel. Smith's office spokesman Peter Carr said in a statement obtained by The Hill, the Justice Department has authorized a special counsel to appeal the court's order. If the dismissal were overturned, the case is still not expected to be heard before the November presidential election. Cannon said the appointment clause in the Constitution is meant to give Congress the power to appoint a special counsel, not the Justice Department. The dismissal does not comment on the merits of the classified documents case. Just so you understand, he was appointed a special prosecutor, not even under his own supervision, which the Attorney General can only do if it has Senate confirmation, which did not happen. Continuing, the appointment clause is a critical constitutional restriction stemming from the separation of powers, and it gives the Congress a considered role in determining the propriety of vesting appointment power for inferior officers, Cannon wrote in a 93-page ruling. The special counsel position effectively usurps that important legislative authority, transferring it to the head of the department, and in the process, threatening the structural liberty inherent in the separation of powers. She is, in my judgment, 100% correct. The ruling comes after the Supreme Court determined that Trump is immune from prosecution for official acts as president, but the dismissal centers on Thomas's concurring opinion that questioned the constitutionality of the appointment.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Manutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Look at you.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls. It's 17th day of July, 2024. We have a lot of callers lined up already. Very pleased to welcome Layla back to the show. Layla, the mic is yours.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. I'm just wondering, how's your hearing today? Are your ears okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goody. Nobody shot your ear. Your ears stick out from your ears stick out from your skull, or are they really close to your skull? And with your hair covering the upper portion, where the plastic surgeon says maybe cartilage and maybe skin was taken off, and it'll probably have to be removed, but it'll just look like it's just a scar. I'm looking at 1,000 images here on Getty Images. Now, was it the left ear or the right ear that got, quote, shot, close quote?
The right ear.
The right ear, okay. The right ear, both the right and the left ear are close to his skull, to his scalp. There is no way that it's going to just, a strong bullet. I don't know enough about ballistics and all that military stuff, but I gotta wonder, this was done by a cosmetic surgeon well in advance with Hollywood's little crap filled in over there. That's my view. Now, hey, it was very, God, it just showed how brave Trump is, because he did that and he's out there again today. I'm just so impressed with that man. I mean, he's such a macho man. Anyway, I got another question for you on Vance. Vance, when I read, let me go back to Obama. When I heard about Obama's life, and I thought, holy cow, this guy's really something else. Not only, I mean, is he from the lower classes being a man of color, but look at all the things he's done. Graduated from such and such, editor of the Law Review of Harvard of all places. Wow, that is so impressive. Now, of course, I ask myself, I wonder how long they were nurturing him. So now, this is just a question. Don't shoot the messenger asking the question. How long do you think they've been nurturing J.D. Vance, or J.E. Vance, whatever his name is?
I'm pretty upset about Vance. Layla, to tell you, I'm pretty upset about Vance. So, you know, I'm on your side. Go ahead.
I thought you were upset with me for raising the question.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the guy ain't real.
Did you miss? No, I've been talking about Vance. He wants to hit Iran. He was big on, you know, the vax. He wanted everyone to be vaccinated. He's an authoritarian. He voted for Hillary. He's not a good choice in my opinion.
I'm sorry. America has enough white descendants of the founding peoples that they don't need to go shopping to India for a bloody VP wife. Excuse me. Have some pride in your heritage, America. God bless America. God bless our white Christian heritage. Oh.
You know, your point about the ears close to the head, that's actually a good point that bothers me. But Layla, why wouldn't the Democrats be all over this if it was staged? Why wouldn't they be all over it and expose him as a phony and a fraud?
They're all part of the same game. We know that. Just like here in Canada, we've got a guy who's illegitimate, safe from abortion, because his mother didn't have him aborted. She married another guy. And Justin Trudeau is really the son of Papa Fidel Castro. And blah, blah. They're all part of the same gang. They're all working for the same donors around the world, for the same globalists. We no longer have control of our countries. We no longer have control of ourselves, of our devices, of our homes, of our food, of our clothing, of our loved ones. We're lucky. We don't even own our bodies, because everything, when you're unconscious, you have no idea what they're doing with your organs. That's why all over the world now, they have these humane, compassionate, kill them with dignity so that they can steal healthy organs. That's why in Canada, a 27-year-old girl who only has autism, which means her organs are not affected by drugs or by illness, and her father went to court to try and prevent her from getting murdered, suicided by the government, but the Supreme Court found in favor of her right to make her own decision. Woman with autism is not intellectually compromised about the value of her life. So they killed her, and probably, and you know what, by the way, it's death by donation. Anyone, when you donate an organ, they only anesthetize you if you're not already dead. They don't want your organs. They're already compromised. They anesthetize you, remove your organs. So it's called death by donation and not donation after death. Anyway, I went way off track. I just wanted to talk about Vance. The whole thing is, of course.
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
Layla, I think he may have made a colossal blunder for the following reason. They've not been 100% confident about Trump because he talks about nationalism, America, making America great again. He doesn't want to pursue the war in Ukraine, even though he seems all in for Israel and slaughtering Palestinians, which I find repulsive. Vance is even more zealous as a Zionist than Trump. So he might find it convenient to take out Trump and then inherit Vance as president because
Go back to 2019. It was on Israel 24 TV, a meeting between Zelensky and Netanyahu. And I said to myself, the way they looked at each other and their speech, they've got something cooking. That was 2019, right after Zelensky, the so-called actor, comedian, was elected. Like the Ukrainians are that. Oh, by the way, a lot of the so-called Israeli reserve army are really the Ukrainians. Look at them. They've got that elongated oval face that Caucasoid people have, or Slavs will have when they're not fat, the slender Slavs. They're not the so-called, and even the Jews that were supposedly the Jews of ancient times, they were the Greeks and the Romans, the ones who survived because the guy who was a donkey dealer, who became an emperor because there were so few emperors, he was the one who assaulted Jerusalem or Palestine of that whole era. He killed all the rebels in Judea. He literally slaughtered them like there were mules or donkeys. There were very few left that escaped. Those who did went to Greece and to Rome, and they learned how to do things, how to run a brutal, cruel empire. So the Jews today, and I've got to quote one rabbi. It just blew me away because I used to have respect for him. He said, he was walking and some guy yelled, thrust his fist in the air and yelled, free Palestine. Well, first of all, he said Palestine was a name created by the Romans to punish the rebel Jews. And free, how can you free? What's freedom? Well, first of all, the guy lives in Canada. How old is Canada? If you're going to talk, who named Canada? Not the indigenous people, like the Jews claimed they were from 3,000 years ago. And hey, according to their folklore, they invaded to begin with. If they weren't invading from Egypt, they were invading from Jericho with, Yehoshua blowing his trumpet and telling God, make the sun stand still. They are so full of bullshit. And one last thing. The one thing I always noticed when I was around a Jewish guy, they always brag. They're so sexually wonderful, but most of all, not only are they going to give you the best ride you've ever had in your life, but they graduated cum laude undergraduate, and then they graduated summa cum laude from their graduate degree, and then they went on to other studies. They are such braggarts. And this guy, Vance, I mean, they're all in the same bucket, and I hope somebody pulls the plug out of the sink that's holding the bucket up that they're in. I hope they all sink. Someone put them in a boat and send them out to the Mediterranean. Let them have a nice vacation on Club Med somewhere. Sorry, I'm just joking here. God give them life forever. I'll let you go because I'm sure there are people ready to either refute me or to say, I kind of agree. Anyway,
well, I'm most troubled by your point about the ears in proximity to the skull. I mean, if it's an anatomically impossible shot, then we must be witnessing a fraud. I mean, this is very, very troubling because there's so many reasons to think that this is a real but clumsy and amateurish assassination attempt. What is your take then on Trump? Just if you are right, what does that say about our politics today?
Jim, my dear friend, You must remember the first interview we did on BitChute. You and I argued bitterly over Trump. You still believed in him because you needed to believe in America, as we all do. And I argued with you, and then I said, let's stop arguing, because you and I are not going to decide it. I think Trump is a blah, blah, blah. Can't remember my words. I think it was January 12th or something, or maybe even earlier. But I've always disliked Trump. I ignored him when he was a braggadocio, three-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. Look at me, world. I'm so gorgeous and I'm so rich, and I'm all glit.
Leighton, are you still there?
Everything that glitters is gold, yeah. So I've always been opposed to him. As president, he's not even remotely qualified. He still talks like a 3 or a 5-year-old throwing a temper tantrum or bragging. He's a dimwit. So they're going to get rid of him because Vance, theoretically, if he has a summa cum laude, is more intelligent. But hell, Obama was a Harvard Law Review, all sorts of graduate degrees. Turns out his grandparents were CIA property. So there's nothing. They own the whole thing. Hey, I'm in Canada. Hey, you forgot my birthday. I'm 79 now, on the 12th. But anyway, hey. So I'm so old that it really doesn't matter. All I got to do is just sit back and watch.
Just a kid to me, Layla. I'll be 84 in December.
Yeah, well, you know, you're one of these unusual. Hey, maybe you got summa cum laude for your old age. I mean, hey, you sound like a young guy. You sure have the brains of a young guy.
Well, I love your calls. Everyone, we so appreciate you, Layla. You're so wonderful. You have so much information, and you just are an inspiration to us all. So you've sure given me more to think about this Butler event. I appreciate that.
Okay, take care. Lots of hugs to everybody. Bye for now.
Great call. John in Michigan. John, join the conversation.
It's John from Missouri, sir.
Okay. John from Missouri. You got the wrong letter here. Go ahead.
That's okay. No worries. You know, the last time we talked, I know I kind of may have ruffled your feathers, Jim, by saying, hey, you know, I know we were short on time. I didn't realize that. And I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay.
One thing I don't want to do is argue with.
Not a problem.
I don't want to argue with you. And I don't want to argue with any of the guests on the show, because I've been noticing a lot of that going on lately. And I don't think that's good. Because that the enemy got us right where he wants us when we're arguing with each other. And, you know, I gotta say, Layla, I need you to email me, stuntrz@hotmail.com. That's stuntrz@hotmail.com. I'd like to share some information with you. I study Hebrew, and I read ancient Hebrew and modern Hebrew. And you start from the right to the left, not the left to the right. And I have all kinds of information I'd just like to share. And you're full of information, too, I'd just like to share with you. Even though we don't agree on everything, I still would like to get to talk to you.
And that's
very interesting information from that woman. And, you know, I think all the callers, we know when we're on hold that is a buffer song and we're on hold. We just don't like the programming of trying to tell us America's great or take America back. And like it's like Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 when they try to use that to get us to all work 9 to 5 jobs. We know that. I mean, we're not that stupid. We know that's a buffer song. That's just a terrible song. We don't like to hear it. And that's why people don't want to stay on hold during that song. But I want to end it with this. All I can say, Jim, is if you don't know what wrestling blood looks like and you're going to give your cult, you know, wave to your cult as you get sniped, I can't help you. You know, we're being played like a fiddle. We still can't even get to the bottom of JFK's assassination, and they're going to try and tell us the real story. I mean, this is just the craziest thing. And all I can say is, everybody, you better hold on to your seatbelts and buckle in real tight, because you haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to get way worse, because while everybody's worrying about the ways of the world, there are things in other worlds going on that you ain't aware of. And when they come together, it's going to be crazy. But anyways, Layla, please email me, stuntrz@hotmail.com. Jim, I love you, and I love all your callers. Just, hey, man, we don't need to be saying anything negative or bad about each other. We are not going to agree with everything that everybody says. There's no way. But all the callers do make great points, and they talk about things that not many people like to talk about. And that's what I'm talking about. And I just want to thank everybody, and especially you, Jim, for having such a platform. I'm telling you, it's the hottest thing in this country going right now. Ain't nobody got no show like yours right now. And I just want to appreciate you and all your callers. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
John, great call. I'm glad you called back. Very glad. Chance in West Virginia. Thank you, John. Yeah, call again. Chance in West Virginia, join the conversation.
Yes, gentlemen, Jimbo. I like your ears just the way they are, Jimbo. Happy birthday, Layla. Oh, Jimbo, I came up with a campaign slogan for beautiful vaccine Trump and Vax Me Vance.
Yes.
It's we give a brand new meaning to stick it to them all.
You got it, Chance. That's right.
Jimbo, let me tell you how I see this whole Trump target practice thing ending up.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. You know, that 20-year-old Oswald Ray, you know, from the Black Rock Screen Actors Guild. He can't sing like a canary or drop any dimes because, you know, he's presently perpetual worm and maggot food right now. So, what they will do is this. They'll throw two or three, preferably white male, Secret Service agents under the bus. See, they can't throw any white females under the bus because, you know, those Gloria Steinem alpha pit bull females will all get their crotchless panties in a bunch. And the black lesbo boss, what's her name, Cheadle?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could forget about her because the DEI dynamos and those LGBTQ whatever lunatics, they'll all set their baby cribs on fire and shake their rattles real loud. So, you know, Jim, when it's all said and done, they can all say, well, see, I told you. You just can't trust those damn white men, especially in those highly skilled and highly paid jobs anyhow. You know, just hand them all a mop and a toilet bowl brush and point them to the nearest crapper. And don't forget to tell them to flush and to put the damn toilet seat down. That's how it's going to all end up, Jimbo.
Nice, Chance. Got a final thought?
The final thought? Is we're screwed.
You want to laugh?
But nevertheless,
go ahead.
I like your ears, Jim.
Just the way they are, unpunctured, unpierced. Thank you, Chance. Enjoy hearing from you. Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation. I'll carry you over the break.
Hello,
Laura.
Mr. Fetzer.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to agree with Layla about one thing. He must have been groomed because he's gone to Bilderberg meetings for 7 years. He had to be in college when he was starting going to the Bilderberg meetings. Also, about ears. Okay, he turned his head. You never know, your ear might stick out more if you turn your head.
Well,
I'm having trouble with all these people not believing it. I mean, we know that bullet went into that poor man with the daughters and wife there. We know there was a bullet. There was a bullet.
Well, I still believe that, but Layla's raised a good question for further investigation. I mean, I'm not...
Think about it. If you have certain angles, your ear can stick out more.
I'm open to new evidence and alternative hypothesis. We'll be right back with Laura.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilo Ji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilo Ji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they have been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Laura, carry on.
Hi, I'm going to throw something else out at you. A question was asked, okay, what if Trump had died and they went to the convention? Who would be the next up to be president? Well, his territorial votes would be gone. Next one up would have been Nikki Haley. I wonder what she knew about this.
That's pretty disturbing. There were, by the way, some big companies. Laura, there were some, by the way, some big companies that put shorts on Trump's Truth Social and other Trump industries. In others, they're predicting a dramatic drop in the price, which would have happened had he died. So that's further evidence that this was a real attempt. I mean, I think Layla raises a very significant question. Was it an anatomically possible shot to the ear? I'm going to pursue that. I know the right guy to ask about this, but I still believe it was a real effort to kill him and that, you know, if he had participated in a stage event, the Democrats would be all over it. But in fact, they're running away from it. That's my present take. But I'm grateful to Layla for raising the question. Go ahead.
Also, the shooter, the T-shirt that he was wearing when he took the shot. I got this from a friend of mine. He said this podcaster that promotes militias. As he said, CNN was already trying to use it. This guy was in militia and whatever. I don't know myself. I don't listen to podcasters.
Well, see, this is another aspect I find suspicious. He had an AR-15. Now, that's the wrong weapon for this assignment. It's got a magazine that hangs down. That means you couldn't reduce your silhouette on the roof, for concealment or to make yourself less of a target. He should have had a maybe even a Mauser, a bolt-action rifle, or something more appropriate for sniping. But the AR-15 is the gun that Democrats love to demonize. So, you know, from their political point of view, that's their weapon of choice.
Right. I mean, who told them to put this T-shirt, this particular T-shirt on? That's just another way of demonizing a group.
Yeah, what did the T-shirt say, Laura?
It's from some podcaster that promotes militias. I don't know the name of the guy. Okay. Other people in the RBN probably know.
Yeah.
I don't listen to podcasters.
No, but anyway, they would be anti-militia, of course, anti-gun, anti-militia, and want to make hay here. Those shorts are really important, by the way, as proof of foreknowledge of Trump's death, or what they expected would be his death. Yeah, so go ahead. You got more, Laura? Did I lose you?
Well, I just think people gotta, they're so scared to believe anything anymore.
Yeah.
They want to believe anything.
Well, there's an awful lot.
Did we know that man was hit? Yeah. It's behind him. That man died.
Yes. The fire chief died. Two others died. You can actually see him fall, you know, in some of the videos. And there's so many videos here. I think this is a real hard one to fake. It was just done in a very clumsy, amateurish manner. Laura, give us a final thought.
Trump saved himself. Trump saved himself. The Secret Service didn't do anything. He saved himself. He got down.
Yeah, and this wasn't his regular detail. This was a bunch of amateurs and clowns they brought in just for the sake of being able to explain
purpose,
it away
on
the basis
of
confidence. Yeah. Good, Laura.
Right.
Final thought?
That's about everybody. And they're using, I heard on Fox News, they're trying to use the Iranian thing, you know, trying to bring Iran in. They think that if they get Iran demonized, all the Trumpers will go, oh, we got to join the army so we can get those Iranians, you know?
Right. That's a Bibi Netanyahu scheme, have no doubt. When he comes to Washington, he's going to be insisting the United States attack Iran. It's all ridiculous beyond words, but that's what they do. It's just outrageous. Laura, final thought?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to have you here, always. Nick in Arizona, join Rick, and we'll carry you over the break. Rick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, anybody, you can believe all what you want to believe. The only thing I think is that if this was real, that Secret Service agent lady would be fired immediately. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about J.D. Vance. Now, J.D. Yeah. Vance has a lot of things in common with a couple other presidents, with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. They both, all three of them came out of nowhere, okay? They all went to the Ivy League law school, Clinton. And Vance went to Yale, and Barack Obama went to Harvard. And they all three were raised by their grandmother.
Rick, stand by. I like all this. Stand by. We'll be right back with you right after this break.
Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All alone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
John Moore, prolific man, on RPN from 7 to 10, with highly qualified guests. Monday through Friday, we talk about a range of topics, day to day, helping you find your way through the chaos in store. John Moore, the Liberty Man, his website is second to none. Visit thelibertyman.com. Remember John Moore, from 7 to 10, and tune in, John Moore, the Liberty Man.
Rick, I'm very interested in what you're saying about Vance. Carry on.
Well, it's just, you know, they got a lot in common. They've got, you know, the same profile. One thing about Vance, he has no resources. You know, I mean, he comes from a, you know, he does probably come from a, you know, a poverty youth. But somehow, some way, he made it. He got into the Marine Corps, you know. And I don't mean if he really was in the Marine Corps, who knows? Yale. Oh, he also went to Cambridge. You know, but I'm just saying that there's a real commonality here between Clinton, Obama, and Vance, is that all three of them are raised by their grandmother. And when you look about it, all these Democrats that were in office, nobody bombed more people than Clinton and Obama. Obama did the same thing. Bush. They're all bombing brown-skinned people. And that's what's going to happen. You know, Trump, you know, he could, you know, he's going to be elected in, and he could live, he may not live a year, he could die. You know, he's 78 years old, and they got their boy. You know, they got this Vance guy in there. He's a puppeteer extraordinaire. Yeah. This guy has no power. It's like Doug Burgum. He was supposed to be on the list to be vice president. I knew that they weren't going to pick him. This guy has got serious power. He comes from a state with their own state bank. You know, he's a billionaire from Bill Gates. There's no way they want that type of guy in there. This is how this works, Dr. Fetzer. In Las Vegas, the casino manager never promotes anybody to be his assistant with real talent because he's afraid he's going to get their job. In this case, this J.D. Vance guy has no charisma. He has no real personality. He fits the bill. He's got a multicultural family. That's the future they're going to push. And, you know, these, like yesterday, Dan was talking about going around the country and seeing if these people from India, they're all owning all our hotels on the highways and these truck stops and 7-Elevens. These people are connected to Israel through the diamond industry. And you can bet, you can believe that all these hotels and stuff that these Indians are, they are bugged. These rooms are bugged by serious Israeli intelligence operatives. There's a connection between India and Israel. Thanks for
taking. Trump may have set himself up for being taken out in favor of Vance, because when Trump talks about America first and, you know, make America great again, that makes the Israelis nervous. They want total dedication. I think they might want to get Trump and Vance elected and then take out Trump so Vance can move up and be their boy. I worry about that. And all this talk about Iran, which is totally unjustified. There's no good reason for any animosity toward Iran, just speaks of Zionist zealotry, like Bibi is writing his speeches.
Yep. All right. Well, have a good day, and happy birthday when it comes around for Layla.
Good birthday,
Layla.
Thank you for calling, Rick. Tom in Florida. Tom, join. Tom. Tom, did we lose you? Let's see. Dave in New York. We'll get Tom when he's back. Dave in New York. Join Dave.
Hello, Jim. Yes, when I walk outside in the morning, I stick my finger up and see which way the wind's blowing. Maybe that's the way we have to deal with things. We don't know what's going to happen next. And it's interesting. Our minds can be messed with. We can mess with reality. We can create viewpoints. And when I saw this Trump shooting thing, I asked myself a question. I said, why is he standing up, raising his hand, his fist, and saying, fight, 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 when he's in plain view of possibly another shooter? And then he also did it in the limo. And so, to me, that was very concerning, what was going on there. And then a Green Beret pointed out to me, and he's on the network here, he pointed out to me, he said, President Trump is an alpha male warrior. His actions after being shot are the actions of an alpha male warrior. Well, that's very reasonable, and that could explain it. So we have different interpretations can come from the same information, and there's people that are believing this and not believing this, as you have said previously in the show here. Furthermore, there is propaganda that comes out, propaganda of the sort that makes false statements. And one of these false statements was made in a video by Greg Reese on fallacies of virology. And we've talked about this before. But he says in here basically that isolation has never been done with the virus. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what he said there. There was another article, and this article was discussed on John Moore's show one day. Revealed, the SARS-CoV-2 sequencing sham was the title of it. It says, some background. By the 1980s, virology still had yet to find and isolate a single virus. It still hasn't. But when I look at a separate review article, and there's a whole bunch of publications related to this, the review article is a guide to the crystallographic analysis of icosahedral viruses, 20-sided viruses, Alexander McPherson and Stephen B. Larson, 2015. In this article, I find a table, table one, crystallization precipitants for viruses solved by X-ray diffraction as reported in the protein database, PDB. And it lists, it shows that there were 108 different crystals that were made using precipitants such as polyethylene glycol with molecular weight less than 1,000 or 1,000 to 8,000 or ammonium sulfate. So they've crystallized and published for 108 different viruses. And so, Jim, why do we accept at face value such propaganda that's put out, so easily disbelieving all the technology and research that's been done without refuting it?
there had to be 108 publications here. You know?
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. I will copy a little bit of this information and put it in the comment on your show so people can look at a few important points there. And, if, you know, there's a point. It's different looking at a virus that's isolated from a plant versus an insect or an animal. It's much easier to isolate them from a plant. And they can explain this a little bit. Okay. So.
No. Stick around 1 second. Personally, I've been open, you know, my inclination is to believe that the science of virology is legitimate. The question about the existence of the COVID virus being a whole nother question. But what you're essentially arguing is there's massive study for the existence of viruses. The virology is a viable science, but that does leave open all the questions we've confronted about the coronavirus. Am I correct in my interpretation of what you said?
Well, yes, but and even further, Jim, wouldn't it be great if we had a lot of confusion and inexplicable information out there that can lean people in all different directions on whether SARS-CoV-2 exists?
Yeah.
To create more disturbance in people's minds and between people. Yeah.
Good call, Dave. I'm glad you called. Call thank again. You. Yeah, thank you. We got Tom back. Tom, join the conversation.
Good day, everybody. Hey, Jim, first off, I just wanted like to know for everybody on RBN soliciting, I like them to punch up Ted Cruz's speech last night at the RNC. It was amazing, Jim. You should play a couple minutes of it. I hope you do, because Cruz really hit it home. And I even got to say Rubio was pretty tough, too, what he said about our country being invaded and all. It was amazing what speech Cruz did. Now, listen, Jim, we got to remember who's running Pennsylvania. You got Shapiro, the Jew. You got Fetterman's a Jew. Most of their House members in that, their state House, are Jewish. Bernie Sanders, Dick Blumenthal. How are all these Jews getting all these powerful positions, Jim, when they're 1.8% of the population? I got to know what the answer is. How? What are they doing, Mark? What are they doing to get these
positions? Tom, it's called money.
Okay, money.
It's a Rothschild. It's a Rothschild empire buying up America. You know, America. They're even using our own money. We send this money to Israel. They turn around and buy our politician with our own American taxpayer money. Tom, it's really not that complicated.
Okay, now Jim, you got this Eric Soros with his frog looking the froggy old fart. And he's going to marry an Arab woman called Uma Abedin that used to have a wiener, was married to Anthony Weiner, a Jew. Now he's a Jew, and now he's marrying Sloppy Second of Uma Abedin, who already had a kid with Weiner. Now, this is getting filthy. The whole thing's filth.
Well.
And I look at Soros who's going around paying these Antifa people $1,800 to go smash up wind stores and all that. During the Black Lives Matter nonsense with Floyd, Pink Floyd.
Well, you know, Tom, Huma and Hillary had a torrid affair. They were long time involved, and they mutually murdered a 14-year-old girl for adrenochrome. It's all grotesque and on the Wiener laptop.
Well, exactly. But I do believe Hillary also had an affair with Janet Reno. I think Janet Reno at one time, something happened with that, Reno and Hillary. Or maybe, I don't know what happened, maybe they caught each other cheating or something.
I don't know. I think Hillary was so upset that Waco was getting so much attention in the news when she wanted to promote her healthcare agenda that she had Bill force Janet Reno to attack the compound and kill everyone there just because she wanted more publicity for her health care. That's how I think that went down.
Yeah, I agree. I just hope Chance is not so pessimistic. I want Chance to realize come January, we'll put their feet to the fire, and we're going to see what Trump's going to do with this immigration invasion. That's where he's got to focus his energy at. What Ted Cruz did last night was an amazing speech. He was bringing out the women's names who were murdered. He even brought out Kate Steinle, who was on a San Francisco pier. Murdered by a guy who was deported 5 times. say that they let the criminal go. I mean, Jim, we are definitely run by Marxists. There's no question.
Tom.
Yeah.
I agree, Tom.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, Jim, I think a lot of good things are going to come out in this second Trump administration. I really do. I got to be optimistic and not be a pessimist. You know, I think Trump, if he does get back there, he's going to be like the bull in a china shop. He's only got 4 years to finish out his duties. And I think he's going to do a lot of great things for this country. I honestly do.
Tom, I want that to be the case. I want that to be the case. Let's hope we're right in placing any confidence in this guy. I hope you are right, Tom. And give us a final thought, Tom.
My final thought is this time, if you notice, Donald Trump's not bringing out that Jared Kushner and his daughter Ivanka. It's all about the sons. It's Eric and Don Jr. and their wives. So I think Trump has made a pivot. He's not going to be pivoted by that Jewish kosher Kabbalist nonsensers. Okay?
I don't know.
And
the
why
Vance
would Ivanka switch to Jew when she should make Kushner switch to Christianity?
Vance.
What
Tom,
the hell
Vance.
Is this? I mean,
Vance. Vance looks like an even bigger Zionist than Trump, Tom. I'm sorry to say. I'm really upset about this. Tom, thanks for the call.
I don't believe that, Jim. I think he's a Hindu. I think he may be a Hindu.
I look forward to your next call, Tom. Thank you so much. Meanwhile, Bruce in Texas. Bruce, join the conversation. Bruce.
Hey, Jim. Hey, I think we were saved by DEI. I mean, They tried to kill him. So I'm all on board with DEI and the DOJ.
They are so incompetent. It's unbelievable. Embarrassing, really.
They can't even call off an assassination of the president anymore. Hey, I want you to, I followed your work on 9/11, of course. We differ on a few things, but I think that was your best work there was on 9/11. And also, I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase that came out of the movie All the President's Men. It's always follow the money.
Yeah. Follow the money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm convinced that deep throat. Wasn't this obscure FBI official? Deep Throat was Henry Kissinger. I mean, the name fits, right? It was Henry the K, yeah. Go ahead, give us more.
Right, and then continuing on with 9/11, you recall the airline stocks that were shorted on September 10th?
Sure, yeah, sure. Both United and American, and it traced right back to the CIA.
Exactly, well, here we go. This is from a financial. I sent you the link so you can look at it yourself from a financial website. After an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, which sent shockwaves to the U.S. political landscape, Trump Media, NASDAQ, DJT, shares surged more than 60% in the early trading hours on Monday before retracting by 20%. So it bumped up quite a bit and came back down.
Yeah, but there were shorts. But there were shorts put up, Bruce. There were shorts expecting the Trump stock was going to fall because he was dead. How bad is that?
That's prior knowledge. That's exactly like 9/11.
Of course. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. And that's all I had. And you know, people are jumping through hoops saying that, you know, that Donald Trump faked his you know, you can see the nick on his ear in some pictures, you know, like where the earlobe. You know, I had a cat that someone took a pot shot at with a .22, a neighbor, and it grazed his hand. He had this scar. I mean, so it happens, you know.
As long as it's anatomically possible, I'm still buying that it was a legitimate assassination attempt that was done by amateurs, and it got wasted. It was ridiculous. It was a clown show. Thanks for calling, Bruce. Thank you for calling. Joe in Florida. Joe, you're always welcome here. Your thoughts.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I think you're right to keep the focus on that as the narrative about the Trump assassination attempt. it is real. But here's the way I think I can explain it. I thought about this even better. So there's no doubt that Trump has fans among the Chabad, Likudnik, Jewish terrorists that are in control there, committing a genocide. Okay, so it's a little confusing to see that, how much they kind of love him and he loves them, and that's the Zio side of it. But the far greater and much more powerful faction of Jews, for lack of a better term, these are the globalist Jews. These are, I call them the Soros Jews. These are the people that have the influence, much, much more powerful. And they're the ones that want him dead, okay? They're the group, George Soros, and then the Kagan cabal, Robert Kagan and his war criminal, bloodthirsty wife, Newland, Victoria Newland. They have the ability to, like, for instance, Soros, send hundreds of millions of dollars to help the coup in 2014 to set up that that fake government, which they've been controlling in Ukraine, as the means that they would launch their Jewish war against Russia. But what else do they have? They have domestic power. They have the ability to do crimes in the U.S., okay, because they're connected with the Newland gang. I think Mayorkas is a part of this. And so we come to this layout of the shooting assassination attempt against Trump.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You pointed this out. Thank you for pointing this out. So today, this Secret Service head, what a joke, she's saying, well, the reason why we thought the roof was too sloped and we wanted to secure it from inside the building. What a load of BS. But to me, very important is this is directly contradictory. I'm sure you picked this up from the first thing she said. What was the first thing she said? This Cheadle person. She says, oh, we've had that building outside of the zone of security. Okay. Well, you know, to me, this is very interesting. She changes the story the day later. Why? Because to me, that's the real story, and she let it slip. Why? Because that's their plausible deniability. They say, oh, this wasn't our zone of security. We're going to blame it on the locals, right? But that's exactly how they do these operations, because they think that's their plausibility. Nobody bought it. But if you say, well, this area, which is, everyone's pointed out, is less than 400 feet away from the point where Trump was speaking, is somehow outside the zone of security. To me, that's what you link. Mayorkas, the other Jewish cabal that is running. This president, this Biden, has not ever been running this country. We know the Jews, the cabal of Jews that are in every office, every cabinet level, including Mayorkas, who's ultimately in control of the Secret Service. They're the ones that have been running the country. So there we have the connection, right? They know, for instance, that if Trump gets into power, it's the same people who are outraged at this international momentum is growing for the peace plan. Viktor Orban has got the sign-off of President Xi of China. He went directly speaking from President Putin in Russia, flew to President Trump, and got his, I believe, his agreement. And then 2 days later, what a coincidence! He's being shot at, and his head is almost blown off. These are the people we have to focus on, in my opinion. I'll say the last thing is: how do we know that we're living under a Jewish tyranny? Because it's when the Jew says they don't want you anymore, you're gone. Now this is what I'm saying about Trump, Biden. So what's the breaking news today? Congressman Adam Schiff is saying Biden should drop out, and there seems to be momentum. I think actually Biden is going to drop out next week. So it's very convenient to me. Is this a coincidence? The same Jew who coordinated the Jew coup against President Trump with the indictment, remember that cabal of Jews, and Nadler was part of it, but Adam Schiff was really leading that Jew coup.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he's caught red-handed leading this Jew coup. Not that I have any empathy for Biden. He's a disgrace.
Adam.
But how interesting that the same person, the Jew, who says, oh, we don't want Biden anymore. Now, watch. I think Biden's going to drop out. This is the proof of the Jewish tyranny we live under.
Joe is a weather vane. Schiff is S-H-I. He's just a disgusting excrement. But you're right. He's a weather vane. You're absolutely right. Biden's going to drop out. You got it, Joe. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you very much, my friend. Meanwhile, Mark in Georgia. Mark, join the conversation, Mark.
Okay, so I didn't catch all of the comments Layla said about freaking his ear. But Layla said something last Friday, and she was talking about, oh, you guys need to freaking not want General Flynn to be the VP pick because General Flynn lined up all these military people as they were blowing chauffeurs up in the air as Trump was flying around above them in a helicopter, and he was probably getting his freaking jollies off trying to capture that essence and getting off on the notion that he's being praised like God. So here's the thing. All these arguments about, oh, freaking, you know, security freaking didn't do this or whatever, all these arguments are arguments of the dog being wagged by the tail. There were two freaking people supposedly spotted up on that roof. If you look at the image, the rifle is very far away from that kid. That kid was drugged, and he was talked into being part of the security team. Somebody else shot at people in the crowd. They didn't shoot at Trump. He faked it with his hand going up, and you never saw blood on his hand or his cuff when he came back up. They put freaking stuff on his ear when they dogpiled on him, the Secret Service guys did. And that kid freaking, they waited for the other shooter, the other actual inside guy that freaking was the assassin for the people in the crowd. They waited for him to get out of the way before they took the shot and freaking blew away the kid and left him as a patsy. The reason Trump took this freaking hit, and he set it up himself, and people are not going to want to believe this because they're so invested in him, because he is the Antichrist. That is his role. He went down on freaking Saturday. It was all symbolic. He went down on Saturday, and he came up on Monday. Look at the Bible. Jesus Christ died supposedly on Friday, came back on Sunday. Trump went on Saturday, and he came back Monday. Just one day difference. And when did they have the convention? In Milwaukee. What's Milwaukee known for? Milwaukee's known for beer. What's the most popular beer it's known for? Old Milwaukee and Milwaukee's Best. What's one of them known for? Their nickname is called the Beast. This is how you guys are being played. I was going to call in last week. And I called him before and said, look, you need to look up all the notions that freaking Donald Trump fits every freaking characteristic, 27 characteristics in the Bible that freaking perfectly, and even by name, call him the Antichrist. Mark, you guys are so stupid, you can't figure it out.
Thanks for sharing, Mark. We're glad to hear from you. Meanwhile, we'll get you on, Jeff in Utah, James in Vancouver. Call early tomorrow, I'll get you on. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
I want somebody to love.